Well, it's still early, you know, and so it's hard to say, you know, we haven't even started installing plays yet, you know, so, but knowing Joe Lombardi back from New Orleans from a few years, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of similarities to the New Orleans offense, and, you know, just kind of take it from there. But like I said, it's still early. You know, we're just starting our workouts, you know, so we got a long ways to go before we get into the middle of this thing. And, you know, so we'll just see. We'll see what happens.
Reggie, what is the pace like? I mean, is everybody easing into it? Or?
Yeah, the pace is good. You know, I mean, everybody's here, you know, working out. Guys are working hard. You know, everybody seems just very eager to get this thing started and kind of get the show on the road. You know, obviously we're here a little earlier because you know, first coach gets an extra couple of days, so it's good to have everybody here right now, and you know, everybody's working.
Wait, is everybody here at this point?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Well, Sue,
Oh yeah, okay, all right. I mean, Sue, you know, I'm sure he's going through, from what I know, it's a contract thing, you know, so that's. That's the business side of stuff, you know, and we all go through it. So everybody understands, you know, nobody's looking down on him, you know. I'm sure as soon as he can be here, he'll be here.
Do you think he's not here then because of the contract?
I don't know. Honestly, I haven't spoken to him.
But, you know, last year it was you and Joy, and you guys had some success. This year it's going to be, from the sound of it, more backs involved like it was when you were in the Arizona.
Yeah.
Are you comfortable with that, or are you worried that your workload might not be the same as it was?
No, not at all. You know, Jerick's a great player, and you know, I think what me and him have going right now is pretty good, and hopefully we can build on, you know, what we were able to put together last year. But I don't think we're worried about the workload. You know, I think we both work hard enough throughout the off season to prepare ourselves for a heavy workload.
I just meant like there's going to be a fullback maybe now more often and more two backs.
Oh, well, we had a fullback last year. He just got injured. So you guys didn't see him. But, yeah, it's, you know, whatever, you know, they call us to do, you know, we'll be ready. You know, whether it's less workload or more of a workload, you know, we'll be ready.
Is that something you think that you would enjoy, some kind of rotation in the running back deal where maybe – the workload isn't as heavy as it once might have been?
Well, I mean, we had a pretty good rotation going last off season, so, you know, and we did some pretty special things with that, you know, so, you know, I think it can only go up from there, you know, even if the workload, you know, is less for both of us, that's only going to help us, you know, towards the end of the season and help us to stay healthy and probably, you know, play a little bit stronger and better towards the end of the season.
What is your impression, Jim? Just your first initial.
Coach Caldwell, I really like him a lot. You know, the first meeting we had, I was really impressed with some of the things that he said and he talked about. And, you know, just really impressive and well-spoken guy, smart. And you can tell he just knows what he's talking about and excited to work for him this offseason, this season.
How what's the difference in vibe or mood around this team right now coming back fresh start?
Well, it's a clean slate, you know, so no matter what happened last year, that has no bearing on this season. So and that was one of the things that we talked about. You know, every season is a clean slate, you know, no matter if you won the Super Bowl or if you were the last in the pack. So we're just, you know, we're excited at the opportunity to start over and begin something new and just kind of embark on this journey towards the championship.
What kind of message did Coach Caldwell have?
Just talked about, you know, just like I said, a clean slate, you know, starting over, starting fresh, and, you know, just building, you know, building that championship mentality, and that starts right now, you know, starts in the off season, and veteran leadership is going to be important, and, you know, you're going to have to keep guys healthy, and just make sure everybody's here.
What are your impressions of Golden Tate so far, and what do you think he'll be able to add to the offense?
We haven't got a chance to do much, but, you know, I've gotten a chance to kind of hang and talk to Golden for a little bit, and I'm excited to play with him. And just having already been a fan of seeing what he's done in Seattle, I look forward to playing with him and what he's going to bring to this offense. Just another explosive player for our offense. And, you know, it was already explosive, but adding him, you know, just makes it that much more exciting. So look forward to, you know, big things out of him.
When Lombardi was here, did guys contact you just sort of with a scouting report on the new coach, kind of like you expect and all that?
Maybe one or two guys here and there, but, you know, for the most part, you know, like I said, it's early, so we're going to get a chance to get to know Coach Lombardi and get to know the new offense. So I didn't really have to say much to guys. But
going back to an earlier question, I mean, do you enjoy running with a fullback?
Yeah, yeah, I do. I enjoy running the ball, period. So, you know, if there's a fullback in front of me, yeah, it doesn't – I don't have a favorite. You know, I enjoy running with the fullback, enjoy running without the fullback, you know, whatever they call. You know, I and the rest of the running backs, we feel like we can make the most out of you know, whatever the situation is.
How does it make life different?
It just – it's just a guy in front of you, you know. So, the reads are a little bit different because you kind of have to wait on the fullbacks to make their move and make their block. You know, it's just I think there's a little bit more patience involved when you have a fullback in front of you as opposed to when you're just back there by yourselves and you can kind of just read the defense and you're just waiting on the offensive line.
How well did you know Lombardi going in here? I mean, obviously, he was a coach in New Orleans. But he wasn't New York.
Right. You know, I didn't know him too well because he mostly worked with the quarterbacks when I was there. But, you know, I knew him a little bit, got to know him a little bit, and, you know, it seemed like a good guy. He was just kind of waiting for his opportunity, and I think now this is that opportunity for him, and you know, he has something to prove.
Saints terminology? You guys have some,
I'm sure, yeah. Honestly, like I said, it's still early, and we haven't gone through the playbook yet, but I'm sure there's going to be a lot of similarities in the offense.
Do you think that the personnel you have now fits that, fits what you guys might try to, or what you guys were doing in New Orleans?
Yeah, I mean, we have the personnel to be able to do whatever we want. You know, that's the great thing about, you know, the people, the guys that we have here. We have so many explosive players on the offense side of the ball, you know, guys that can do pretty much anything. And, you know, so it's going to be exciting. And you know, whatever it is the situation is called for, you know, I think we'll be able to answer and we'll be able to do it well.
Last question, guys.
Stafford, any advice on ring shopping?
Nah, it's funny, we spoke about it not so long ago. I just congratulated him. I actually found out on Twitter that he got engaged. But that's good for him.
All right, thank you. All right.